and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This is episode 712, and I always like hearing from Retrospect listeners, wherever you are. In the last few days, I was contacted by Stephen Clemmer, who asked about the track we opened the show with. He'd been listening to one of the many, many back episodes available wherever you get your podcast. The track had popped up, so I decided to kick off this episode with the track There She Goes Again. Of course, Velvet Underground cover, by a band called The Electrical Banana. That would appear to be influenced by the Donovan song. It's not the band Electric Banana out of the UK who were actually the Pretty Things. It is The Electrical Banana out of Portsmouth, Virginia. The Velvet Underground released their debut in March 67, and 1 month later, these guys recorded a cover of There She Goes Again. But get this, they recorded it in a tent in Vietnam. They sent the master tape to a company in California to have it pressed onto vinyl. Super rare item, highly collectible. So a genuine garage acetate from The Electrical Banana covering the Velvet Underground's There She Goes Again. This podcast is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Well, Stephen Clemmer also reminded me about how much I love Gloria. Well, not directly. He was asking about one of the 30 or 40 covers I have of that brilliant Them song. Got me listening to a few of them, and they're peppered throughout this episode. Let's get things underway with Jamie Holmes, whom I know nothing about. It's a track off the Lost Souls Volume 3 Arkansas Garage Psychedelic Rock Comp.
Got a little story to tell.
This is Jamie Holmes with Gloria.
About a chick that I call Gloria. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell you about my baby. You know she runs around. She's about 5'4". From her head to the ground. So good, you know it feels all right, all soft and cuddly. And I said G-L-O-R-I, G-L-O-R-I, Gloria,
G-L-O-R-I,
Gloria,
I'm gonna shout on that,
Gloria. Take one look at her, lose her suntan for 6 months, man. You know, it's G. This is how you spell it. Oh!
We're out of the
L. This is Gloria, man.
Offenders and crimes against persons, as they say. It's getting worse.
Retrospect. This is Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's Retrospect episode 712. Thanks for being here. Three tracks out of the States. Kicked it off with Jamie Holmes, cover of Gloria. Then the Count Five out of San Jose, formed 1964. B-side of their 1967 Merry-Go-Round 45, a track called Contrast. And we wrapped it up with the Oxford Circle. From their Live at the Avalon 1966 album, the Oxford Circle out of Northern California, a university town called Davis near Sacramento. They had a reputation for pretty great live performances around San Francisco, but released just one single when they were together. Their drummer went on to form Blue Chair, and guitarist and vocalist Gary Yoda went on to join the band CAC. So Oxford Circle, track called Troubles.
Hello, this is Glenn from Hyperloop Records in the UK. If you would like to look at some of the records that I've been involved with, you can find them at hyperlooprecords.bigcartel.com. Where you can find me on Facebook at Hyperloop Records, Twitter at Hyperloop R, and I'm on Instagram as well as Hyperloop Recordings. Thanks very much.
Well, I said we're peppering this episode with covers of Gloria. Here's a band you can see up on the Retrospect socials. Find us on Insta and Facebook. And if you're on TikTok or Blue Sky, you can also follow us there. Please do. The Traces, out of Minot, North Dakota. They relocated to Texas in 1965 with the offer of some work in Amarillo. They recorded a track called Watch Me and a cover of She Said Yeah, a track somewhat popularized by the Rolling Stones. Things didn't really pan out for them. They toured West Texas before breaking up the band and heading home. But a few months later, they regrouped and headed to Fort Worth, Texas, with the encouragement of one Flo Stone, a local promoter. She apparently encouraged them to get a bit more wild, a bit more animated, so the band ending up doing things like running around with drums and jumping off their amplifiers. And on Flo Stone's label, Jan G, they covered the Beatles' Taxman, backed with the Turtles' Almost There. That was actually released under the name Tricers, T-R-Y-C-E-R-Z, instead of The Traces. So this band had two 45s. She said, yeah, 1966, Taxman 1967. But from the Traces, here's their cover of Gloria.
Lord, I just make her feel all right. And her name is G. L. O. R. Lord, I think you make her feel all right. Come walking down my street. What's going in my heart? She comes from my door. She comes into my room. That's you make her feel all right.
I need you to take four.
Down and you'll hear me cry.
Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Desire, nurtured in the heat of summer, explodes in a harvest of exposed passions when the fruit is ripe. The Fruit is Ripe reveals the story of women working in a smoldering atmosphere of tension and frustration that erupts in sudden outbreaks of violence. A daring story of lusty women and rugged men, hungry for love and excitement, teased and tormented into actions beyond the realm of reason. The Fruit is Ripe throbs with all the earthy excitement of men and women in a pulsating struggle for fulfillment. The Fruit is Ripe when jealousy and hatred reap a harvest of violence and death. The Fruit is Ripe, with electrifying scenes of passion and daring never before seen on the motion picture screen. The Fruit is Ripe.
Let's go.
US tracks, pretty much all covers. Started off with the Traces, Gloria, then the Rationals out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, formed in 1964, linked up with a guy called Jeep Holland, who became their manager and released their singles on his own label called A Square Records. They were picked up by Cameo Parkway for wider distribution. Their one LP released in 1970 on Crew Records. The band split up shortly after that. So from the Rationals, I Need You by the Kinks. Then we had The Hazards, high school students out of Richmond, Virginia, released on a label called Groove, backed with Will You Be My Girl. It's one of my favourite covers of one of my favourite songs, The Hazards covering Hey Joe. Then wrapping that set, a band called The Smacks. Two key members, Lloyd Semler out of Hagerstown, Maryland, and Bill McCauley from Winchester, Virginia. Two singles on a label called Aaliyah. We took the A-side of their second, released in May 1966, a track called Reckless Ways from The Smacks.
But I do have an ear for music. Really, you know, I think music has played a big role. I play great music. People like the music I play.
Well, it's time for a little preview of some Global Garage, only because I forgot this band is not American. They're actually French. They're called The Darwin's Theory. Formed in Marseille, released their first single, Dance Dance Encore, on Columbia Records in 1965. A year later, they changed their name to Les Five Gentlemen. However, they also used the name Darwin's Theory for English language releases in the British and German markets. So from 1966 to 68, they released five EPs on Riviera. This one, though, is a 7-inch 45 released in 1966 on a label called Major Minor, The Darwin's Theory. B-side, it's called Hosanna.
Thank you. I'm a Plymouth dealer, a dealing man. And right now I'm giving the best deal ever on that new fast-moving Plymouth Fastback, the Plymouth Barracuda.
Hey, man, the name of the Plymouth Fastback is the Barracuda.
I know. I can't pronounce Barracuda.
Hey, that's a bad scene, man. I mean, like you being a Plymouth dealer and not being able to say Barracuda.
I'm hip. I mean, I know.
Yeah, well, look, man, try this.
What?
Say back.
Back.
Raw.
Raw.
Coo.
Coo.
Da.
Da.
That's it, man. Now put it all together.
Baba, rah-rah, cuckoo, da-da.
Baba, rah-rah, cuckoo, da-da.
Yeah. Still not right, is it?
Well, it ain't Barracuda, man. But I think we got a hit record.
Go get a Barracuda from your Plymouth dealing man.
Pull over, mister. You're under arrest. Follow me. You to see the jar. What do you got to say for yourself, son? County jail. But
I got a date tonight. Yeah, but what's my baby gonna say when I don't show up at 8 o'clock sharp?
Turn them off! Turn them off!
Talk about my baby. You know, she comes around. She's about 5'4". Off from the head to the ground. You know, she comes around here. Take a 5 minutes.
comes around here, it's just about midnight. She made me feel so good. Oh, she made me feel alright. She come walking down my street. She walks right up to my house. She knocks upon my door. She come up to my room.
Tracks starting in France with the Darwin's Theory, actually Lay Five Gentlemen with Hosanna. Then a band called the Big Beats. And for this, I've gone right back pre-60s garage to 1958 because it sounded like it fit. The Big Beats, Dallas, Texas group. They actually backed Trini Lopez, who had been a member of the band but left before their very first single was released. They were the first rock and roll band ever signed to Columbia Records. This release, December 12, 1958. A-side, Under Arrest from the Big Beats. And the set ended with the Hangmen out of Rockville, Maryland. They were so influenced by the British invasion, they actually lured a Scottish vocalist called Dave Ottley to join the group. Became a particularly popular garage band in Washington, D.C. In fact, they were so popular, they had near Beatlemania-type responses from fans. They travelled to Nashville to record an album called Bittersweet, which had a broader brush approach, including that cover of Gloria. The Hangmen, out of Rockville, Maryland.
There's nothing wrong with the generation's gap that couldn't be cured by old-fashioned razor straps.
We do have time for some global garage, so I'm starting off in Argentina with a band called Banana. This is a release from 1969 on a label called Music Hall. Banana had an LP called Banana Ha Legado El Mundo. This one, though, from a 1969 7-inch record, a promo release, 33 and a third RPM, 7-inch, Banana, B-side. This is called Tengo Sed.
Más creía
luchar en ese mar de arena. Descubrí algo verde, creyó que eran palmeras, pero el espejismo le pasa a cualquiera.
Just so you understand,
I love records.
Richard speaks.
Tremelo de mí.
Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, because I'm hip. Are you?
Super Giant!
And that's Global Garage for this week. Banana with Tinko Said out of Argentina. Followed them up with Italian band I Baritas, formed in Oristano, off their album Sardegna Mia, I Baritas, with Dusu Amagusu, and then we headed to Indonesia for a release from a guy called Novel. Now, he's backed by the Rhythm Boys, but the record actually says Novel Dan and the Rhythm Boys, but I suspect it's actually Novel backed by Dan and the Rhythm Boys. Who knows? It's a release on Olympic Records, also re-released on Sea Lion Records in 1969. 7-inch 45, four tracks though. We had the opening track from Novel and Rhythm Boys, a track called Duster. You got it. Another cover of Gloria. Which brings us to the end of this episode 712 of Retrospect. As is customary, I'm going to remind you, you can follow me on Facebook or Insta or TikTok or Blue Sky. You can find back episodes everywhere you get your podcasts, on Apple Podcasts and Good Pods and probably other places. You can rate and review the show, so if you do that, I'd appreciate that enormously. You can support me by buying me a coffee or a beer. You'll find a link to my Buy Me a Coffee on pretty much all of my social media posts. That would be enormously appreciated. Even just like and share the content. So we're wrapping this week's show with a band called The Challengers. They had a bunch of releases from 1962 onwards, pretty much all covers that I can see, including covers of tracks by The Safaris, Herbie Mann, Johnny Rivers, Hugo Montenegro, The Shadows, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, including Satisfaction, The Kinks, and The Beach Boys. So a band pulled together, I would say, just to cover popular music of the time and flog a few more records. This is an instrumental, as we always wrap the show, The Challengers. Can you guess the track? Thanks for being here. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Should lose their license for that.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
I try my best just to be a man.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local